Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, church. Good morning. Welcome to worship this beautiful, cold, wintry day. It's good to have you in worship, whether you're here in the building or welcome to our online congregation who is joining us in that way. We know that the weather outside might be cold, but it is warm in this place, for we feel the love of Christ and the love within and amongst each other, and so it is glad to have you here today. We are a church that seeks to know God and love God and serve God, and so in a wonderful spirit of worship today, the congregation will be blessed by the music ministry of our choir, and we look forward later in worship to Lauren R. Curry helping us lead the Lord's Prayer in Spanish, several different languages we've been able to hear the Lord's Prayer in throughout this sermon series on the Lord's Prayer, so you can look forward to that. I want to make sure and invite you to please fill out your connection card, the small green card, on the way into worship. You can also do that online if you're more of a digital person. We like to know that you are here and invite you to get connected in the life of the church in a variety of ways, so you can fill that out and place it in the offering plate later in worship. Just want to announce that and remind you that we are not going to be having Sunday school today as well as next week during our spring break time, and we'll look forward to Sunday school resuming on April 10th. Let's join together in praising God. I would invite you to stand as you feel comfortable. Let's sing together.
Good morning, and please be seated. Will you join me in the opening prayer? Heavenly Father, we come to worship carrying the weight of our guilt, our shame, our regret, and our resentments. We ask you to release us from these burdens and warm our hearts so that we can grow in love. It serves you in love. Amen. Amen.
Bible readings, there are two Bible readings today. First one is from Luke 18, 10 to 14. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income, but the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. The second reading is from Matthew 18, 21 to 35. Then Peter came and said to him, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, not seven times, but I tell you 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him, and as he could not pay, his Lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment to be made to him. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the Lord, the slave, released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, "Pay what you owe me." Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you." But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, "You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his lord handed him over to the tortured until he could pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for reading the gospel lessons this morning. Church, I'd invite you to join me in prayer. Have mercy on us, O Lord. According to your steadfast love, we call out to you in need of forgiveness and grace, admitting that we are sinners who fall off the course that you might intend for us. Have mercy on us, Lord. According to your steadfast love, God, we cry out to you in our deepest need, for we have wronged you and wronged our neighbor and hurt ourselves. Lord, forgive us, we pray. Remember not our sins or the faults that we have done. Wipe instead the clean slate before us. Set a new path before us and help us to press on, forgiven in Christ's name. Lord, in your great mercy, forgive us a day and day again. We thank you for that, for we are made whole and we are loved. In your great love for us, God, you let our past faults and failures be left in the past. And in your great love for us, you remember not what we have done or failed to do, but you look at each of us as a beautiful child of God. Help us to remember this morning, Lord, that we are forgiven. Help us to remember your grace, embrace your love, share it lavishly with the world, and forgive as you have forgiven us. Lord, release the ties that bind us as we start this new day fresh. Now, loving Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight, you who are our rock and redeemer. Amen. In elementary school, I had a dear friend of mine who was Catholic, and she spent most of her fourth grade year, in religious education classes on Wednesday nights. I can't quite remember the name of it, but I think it was called CCD. It was unfamiliar. Okay, it must have been right, because I'm getting a few nods in the room. It was unfamiliar to me, but not entirely foreign, because I spent my Sunday mornings in Christian education classes, or as United Methodists call it, we simply call it Sunday school. My elementary friend would come to school and on Monday morning or on Thursday morning in her case, and she would report all of her learnings from her Catholic classes. And I was always very curious. I wanted to know more. Well, during one of her tutorial sessions, she shared with me about confession. And our conversation together went something like this. "What's confession?" this little Methodist girl asked her. "Well, it's when you admit the times that you've screwed up," she said. "You do what?" "Yeah, you admit out loud the times that you did something wrong or made somebody mad or you messed up. And then you tell God about it and you say you're sorry and you try to do better next time," she proclaimed. "Wow," I said, "I think I'd have a long list. I have an older brother who I'm always annoying." "Yeah, me too," she said. "I have two younger siblings, but the great news is, when you get it off your chest and you say you're sorry, you feel so much better. Plus, God always loves you and always forgives you." There's so many great life lessons to learn from this theological education and great understanding I took from my fourth grade friend. I learned a lot about her Catholic education, and it applied to this United Methodist as well. There's something powerful about admitting when we've messed up
and seeking forgiveness and being reminded each and every day that God will always love us no matter what. As a United Methodist kid, confession was a concept that was a little foreign. We didn't have prayers of confession during our worship service on Sunday morning. We passed the peace, and we sang joyful, uplifting songs, and we shared prayers of celebration, and we listened to very lengthy sermons. My home pastor would preach for 25 or 30 minutes. You're lucky I don't do that. But we didn't embrace this pattern of confession. That wasn't part of my Methodist upbringing. Confession, it's that time when we do admit and we seek forgiveness that I learned from my friend. But for Methodist folks, we sometimes, or at least my congregation did, we avoided this prayer of confession like the plague. We didn't want to be reminded of our mistakes. Instead, we glossed over it and we moved on to more cheerful things like passing of the peace. Does anybody relate to that? Was prayer of confession a part of your upbringing, or was that something that you weren't familiar with? Did you grow up in a theological tradition that glossed over this time of confession and instead focused on something a little bit more cheerful, like passing of the peace? Did you grow up in a tradition that didn't want to make people feel bad? Instead, we admitted any fault or failure we might have. Did you eliminate the word sin from the congregation that maybe you were even raised in? Maybe sin wasn't even a part of your faith formation vocabulary. Well, it wasn't until I was an intern in seminary at a United Methodist Church, a very small church in the suburbs of Chicago, that I was introduced to the regular practice of saying prayers of confession during the worship service on Sunday morning. And I will admit, I was first pretty shocked. I felt guilty, I felt ashamed, and it was as though that pastor was reading my mind, somehow had a crystal ball and knew that I wasn't perfect, knew that I screwed up on a daily basis. How did she know that I was actually a sinner in need of God's grace? Oh, wait, that's all of us, isn't it? We're all sinners in need of God's grace. We're all this beautiful mixture of sinner and saint. A fabulous, fantastic mixture of God's creation, perfectly made in God's image, and yet we are always messing up and never quite getting it right. Isn't that right, church? This amazing mixture of sinner and saint in need of God's loving forgiveness. I remember those liturgies in that suburban United Methodist Church in Chicago. These liturgies that invite us to come into a quiet moment of prayer, to admit our brokenness. Liturgies that would welcome us to be honest and to let down our guard. Liturgies that allowed us to ponder and remember our choices or our patterns or our behaviors this past week. And then take that bold step of admitting to God and to ourselves that we are sorry. And then next came this opportunity of receiving forgiveness. So such great forgiveness that feeling like a weight of a ton of bricks had been lifted off of our shoulders, and in that moment we knew that we were incredibly and completely loved by God, no matter what. It was through those liturgies in this small little suburban United Methodist Church in Chicago that I began to love having a time of confession, a prayer of confession. I began to look forward to this moment in worship where I got to admit finally and publicly or quietly in my own mind that, gosh, I wasn't perfect. And I hurt folks along the week, and I hurt God and certainly myself. And regardless if I had done everything perfectly fantastic or if I had royally screwed up, normally I was on the royally screwed up end of things, I was forgiven, and y'all are forgiven by God as well. There's beauty in the brokenness. There's freedom in admitting that we don't have our lives all together. We don't live these perfectly white picketed fenced lives. And yet God always loves us, and we always do need help. When I think of my Catholic elementary school friend, I'm thankful that she introduced me to this concept of forgiveness and confession, this concept of getting off our chest the sin that we have done, the things that we've just been carrying around, and making amends for those things that we can do right again. My Catholic elementary friend taught me a lot about the Lord's Prayer, as did those liturgies in Chicago there. This week, as we're continuing our sermon series on the Lord's Prayer, we come to the fourth line of the Lord's Prayer. And we pray, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. It's from this fourth line of the Lord's Prayer that we pray for God to forgive us, and we also seek to forgive others. It's that forgiveness that renews our spirits, that releases our burdens, that breaks us free from all that crud that we try to sweep under the rug, but we can't keep sweeping it under the rug. The rug is only so big. And we can admit what's really taking place in our lives and see brokenness and find healing. We need forgiveness from God and one another, just like we need water to drink or food to eat, or we need clothes on our back, and we even need more mittens and coats this morning. We need shelter. We need forgiveness, and forgiveness is a part of the fabric of our life, part of the rhythm of our daily life, and a part of our week and a part of our month. Forgiveness is a part of what we need in life. And so is choosing to forgive others, something that's regularly needs to be a part of our lives, to release the harm that they've done to us. Just as we need forgiveness, we need maybe even more to forgive others. If you've been reading along in the book study that our church is doing, The Lord's Prayer by Reverend Adam Hamilton, this fourth week in the book, chapter 4, he went into great depth trying to put words around exactly what is forgiveness. He writes, quote, "Forgiveness is choosing to let go or release the right to retribution and anger and bitterness. Forgiveness, it's letting go of the right to hold an offense over another's head." End quote. It's when we forgive someone, it's not that we are excusing their behavior and actions, something terrible that happened to you or a group of people. We're not saying, oh, that's okay, it wasn't any big deal. That's not what forgiveness is about. Instead, forgiveness is choosing to let go of that, to release it, choosing to let go of the resentment or the anger or the hurt that you've held on for so long, so that way you can no longer continue to be hurt. So forgiveness is cutting that tie that's binding you to a harmful situation. It's breaking free of the chains that have bound you to unhealthy situations and moving forward so you can be a healthy person, healthier person, more healthy physically and emotionally and spiritually. It's not saying what they did or what happened is okay, but it's cutting that tie and moving forward, leaving that situation in the past and moving forward. For all you movie lovers out there, several years ago, maybe you watched a movie that came out. It was a Disney movie, or maybe it was a Pixar movie. I think it was Disney. And it captivated audiences, and not only children loved this movie, but so did adults. Many of them found themselves singing along to the soundtrack to Frozen. This was a blockbuster movie that came out in 2013, and the song that topped the charts was the song called Let It Go. Well, and there's one scene of the movie, the lead character Elsa is singing of the hurts and her past heartaches, and at the top of her lungs, she starts singing, "Let it go, let it go." I'm not going to sing it, and I wish I could play it for you this morning, but let it go, was the key lyric in that song. After worship, you'll have to hop on YouTube or however you listen to music and listen to that song. And finding power in her voice, this Elsa character, and strength from what she sang, she also began to experience some healing in that moment as she sang, "Let it go, let it go." And it became the chanting lyric for many who have since watched that movie. Let it go can be our song today as we choose to let go of those past hurts and that pain, and we choose to forgive others as God forgives us and move on. Let it go. Let it go. Those are three really powerful words. But there's other really powerful words that I hope that are a part of our mantra of life. I am sorry. Those are three powerful words as well. And additionally, I forgive you. our three powerful words. I want to leave us with Adam Hamilton's words this morning from his book for us to ponder a little bit more. Towards the end of the chapter, he says, quote, "There can be no friendship without forgiveness. The same is true in the workplace or at school or even at church. We cannot sustain any long-term relationships without forgiveness, the willingness to let go. Forgiveness, not anger, bitterness, or retribution, are what the kingdom of God looks like," end quote. A little while longer, then he continues to say, "Are there people that you need to forgive today? People you need to release from the right to hold something over their head?" May that be our word for us to think about today as we go home and continue to sing that song, "Let it go, let it go," and to practice those words, "I am sorry and I forgive you." Let's pray. Loving God, throughout the season of Lent, we have sought to draw closer to you. We have prayed the prayer Jesus taught us. We have read scripture. We have worshiped. We've shared in Holy Communion. And throughout Lent, we have sought to follow in your footsteps, to be your disciples, to learn from you, to love our neighbor, to serve in your name. And yet, God, there are times as hard as we try, God, we still miss the mark. We still fall off the path that you might intend for us. We don't always quite get it right. And we are beautiful saints, but also sinners. So, loving God, forgive us and help us to forgive one another. For you teach us that in forgiveness, in forgiving, we are forgiven. And in loving, we know your love more fully. Through the one who loves us and forgives us and offers grace each day, we pray. Amen.
What wondrous love is this, O my soul, O my soul? What wondrous love is this, O my soul? What wondrous love is this that caused the Lord all bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul? To bear the dreadful curse for my soul.
When I was sinking down, sinking down, sinking down, when I was sinking down, sinking down beneath God's righteous throne, Christ laid aside his crown for my soul, Christ laid aside his crown.
Thank you, choir. That was beautiful. On the other hand, Lindsay mentioned about Royal Screw Up, and here I am as an example of that. We do have three prayer quotes today, and they are for Sherry Bennett, Emmy Menard, and there's a retie for Joyce Brown. And if we could tie a knot after, well, actually, are we tying knots? Yes, we are. Okay, tie a knot after the service, sign the card. And now would you reach out to them and let's send our prayers their way. Merciful, loving God, with your great strength and your great healing power, Lord, we ask that you send it off to these prayer quilts so that when these individuals wrap themselves in these blankets, they feel our prayers and they feel your strength and your comfort. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We had a perfect lead-in with our small group to the Lord's Prayer study that we're doing now. We did 40 days of prayer. And one of the things I really enjoyed, after the discussion, there was a workbook. And the days during the week, you read a scripture and you figured out what did it mean to you, what did it mean in general. And then you wrote a prayer. And one of the things I really enjoy doing is taking scripture and then praying that back to God. And something I've been doing here recently is when I exercise, I typically read a devotion. Yes, I know that sounds dangerous, especially for me. And some of you are really thinking about whether or not I exercise. But I do. And so I found an old devotion that was about quiet time and about finding that quiet time to pray and listen to God. And it gave an example of Susanna Wesley. And Susanna Wesley, you know, she had a bunch of kids, a lot of kids, more than 10. And so if you can imagine just with two kids at home, the kind of noise and but what she would do is she would sit down in a rocking chair and she would throw her apron up over her head. And that was a signal to her family that mom's praying. It's prayer time. So with that, you can imagine what John and Charles, just the example that they had. So, you know, what we need to do, ora et labora. We pray, but we work. And we can't work unless we listen to what God is telling us. So something different today. Before we pray, a moment of silence to reflect on the wonderful message that Lindsay gave today, just to reflect on what she told us about forgiveness and other things. So if you would, please bow and pray with me in an attitude of prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Holy God, the heavens proclaim your work and declare your glory. Let us bless our Lord at all times with praise always on our lips. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Wherever we go, you are there. Your spirit guides us and holds us. Put your law in our hearts as we desire to do the will of our God. Teach us to do your will as we humbly and silently pray for your kingdom. Give us this day our daily bread. Help us not overlook the physical needs of others because it overlooks Christ. Guide our study of scriptures. As Jesus said, we can't live on bread alone. And forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Let us be quick to forgive and not ask how many times we should forgive. Help us forgive the sins of others so we can receive your forgiveness. God, have mercy on us as we look to heaven and silently confess our sins. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Satan was crafty in Eden, tempted in the wilderness, and continues today. We need you, Lord, our shepherd, to guide us along the paths for your sake. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory be yours now and forever. Lord, you are great and majestic, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Guide our worship of you, Lord, our God, and help us to serve you only. Hear our silent prayers as we humbly trust you to work everything for our good. Merciful God, you love the world so much that you gave your only Son, Jesus. Thank you for sending a Savior to atone for our sins while we deserve to be judged. Hear our voices in unison as we pray the words Jesus taught us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga a nosotros tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en la tentación, y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, el poder y la gloria por los siglos y los siglos. Amen.
Gracias, Lauren, for leading us in prayer. I'd invite the ushers now to come forward to receive our tithes and offerings, knowing that we have received gifts each day from God, not only God's love and grace, but we receive gifts in other ways. And so I would invite you to share of your financial blessings to give to God through the church so we can continue the ministry of Christ here on earth. The ushers may come forward.
Heavenly Father, bless these offerings we bring to you today. We pray that you will use them to bring peace to our community and to our world. In your name we pray. Amen.
few announcements I would like to share with you before we leave worship today. First, a celebration of life for Mark Wood will be held on Saturday, April 2nd. The visitation is going to be at 10 o'clock here and the service at 11 o'clock in the sanctuary. Prior to Mark's passing, he requested that people wear their favorite mission or mission trip t-shirt to the service. Mark was a man who was deeply dedicated to mission and a love for Christ. So if you come to the service, you're invited to wear a mission trip or mission shirt in honor of Mark. Secondly, as you leave worship today, you'll see that the community room is filled with activity. So a reminder that if you'd like to help donate Easter egg candy for the Easter egg hunt, or if you'd like to walk the labyrinth, that's set up. There's also the prayer stations up in the chapel area, and the food bank collections are starting to get filled up, and the cart is starting to overflow. So those reminders. And then the last announcement I want to share is that we are hiring for a worship leader at our Whitmore Lake campus. It's 15 hours a week. So if you have a love for God, a love for people, and a love for music, perhaps you're interested in that position or know somebody that might be great at that position, you can find details in the application on our website or talk with me. I'd be happy to fill you in with more information. May you go forth with the love of God in your hearts, knowing that you are loved no matter what. Know that you are forgiven by God's grace. May the peace, the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you this day, and the power of the Holy Spirit be with you, that you might go forth to love God and neighbor and serve in his name. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.